This is Maryland Morning on 88.1. I'm Sheila Cast. 150 years ago this week, Confederate General Robert E. Lee was hatching a plan he hoped would gain him the enemy's capital, Washington, D.C., and victory. Lee had dispatched Lieutenant General Jubal Early and 15,000 rebel soldiers up through Virginia's Shenandoah Valley to cross the Potomac into Maryland on the 4th of July. 5 days later, July 9th, 1864, at Monocacy Junction, a few miles southeast of Frederick, Confederate and Union forces clashed in perhaps the least known important confrontation of the Civil War. It's sometimes called the Battle That Saved Washington. With me to talk about it is Brett Spaulding. He's a park ranger at Monocacy National Battlefield outside of Frederick, and he's written a book about the battle called Last Chance for Victory, Jubal Early's Maryland Invasion. Welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Give us some context here. What was going on in the war in 1864 up to this point?
In 1864, what had just happened was Ulysses S. Grant had taken command of all the Union Army, and he had hatched an overland campaign in which he was going to have a campaign of total warfare. And what that means is he was going to constantly hound and attack Robert E. Lee's army in an effort to wear out his resources, manpower, and anything that could continue to prolong the war. When this was going on, Grant took an immense amount of casualties, and what he ended up doing was taking trained veteran troops from Washington, D.C. to replenish and reinforce his strength down in the Virginia, Richmond, Petersburg areas. This left Washington, D.C. virtually undefended, not quite undefended, but very weak, and that's when Lee made the decision to attack Washington, D.C., and what he did was he sent Jubal Early, one of his corps commanders, to the Shenandoah Valley, where there was an engagement there, and he defeated a Union general, David Hunter, took control of the Shenandoah Valley, marched down the valley into West Virginia, crossed over the Potomac River after an engagement at Maryland Heights near Harper's Ferry, and made his way east and ended up fighting the Battle of Monocacy on his way down to Washington, D.C. His objective was to threaten Washington, D.C., and if possible, take it. And the reason he wanted to do that was try to draw those troops back up from the Richmond and Petersburg areas back into Washington, D.C. and relieve the pressure off of Robert E. Lee's army.
Context in Maryland. Maryland had been through the Battle of Antietam, the bloodiest single day of any fighting by U.S. military in 1862. Then nearby Gettysburg in 1863. And then we get to the Battle of Monocacy in 1864, things seem to have been going pretty well for the Union in 1863. What had changed by 1864?
By 1864, they needed a commander that was going to take action, and that ended up being Ulysses S. Grant taking command of the Union Army. And he was a little bit more on the offensive than some of the other generals that previously preceded him. And what he was trying to do was wear out the resources of the Confederate Army to try to bring an end to the Civil War.
What was morale like in Maryland by 1864?
The morale in Maryland in 1864, the civilian population, they were coping with the war. It was dragging on. We were now entering the fourth year of the Civil War. Lincoln wanted to bring the war to an end, and as a result, he wanted a commander that was going to bring an end to it, and that was Ulysses S. Grant. I think the civilian population was coping with it, but they were getting a little bit tired of this war that just didn't look like it was going to end. And in May of 1864, Grant took an immense amount of casualties, and that really put Lincoln in an awkward position because he was now trying to run for re-election in 1864. And the war's dragging on. The Union's taking immense casualties. So with the civilian population, I think that they were a little tired of the war at this time.
That's Brett Spaulding here on Maryland Morning on WIPR. I'm Sheila Cast. He's a park ranger at Monocacy National Battlefield Park near Frederick and author of Last Chance for Victory, Jubal Early's Maryland Invasion. What was Jubal Early doing when the battle actually started the morning of July 9th?
Jubal Early was actually in Frederick, and he was dictating a ransom note. And what that means is that he was having an officer write down a demand that was going to be put on the town of Frederick. And that demand was for $200,000 or about 200 pounds of supplies or 200,000 pounds of supplies. What happens as a result is Jubal Early dictates this ransom, which would be eventually paid that day by the mayor and by collecting it from five banks. But Jubal
Early, City of Frederick actually paid $200,000.
You're exactly right.
Which is about what today?
Honestly, I'm not really sure what
it
was.
It must be millions.
It probably would be close to $1 million or so. But I've never really done any research to figure out what the
exchange rate is. Okay.
Yes.
The Battle of Monocacy was one day of fighting, not huge numbers like we saw in Antietam and Gettysburg. Was it obvious from when they confronted each other who was going to win the day?
I don't think any battle is ever obvious who's going to win, but obviously, for this one, with the Confederates outnumbering the Union forces more than 2-1, the odds were definitely in the Confederate favor, and more than likely, they were going to be the victor. And of course, as we know today, they were the victor in that particular battle. So I would like to say that Lew Wallace, who was in charge of the Union Army, he wanted to win the battle, but I think he realized it would be extremely difficult for him to do so. So his objective turned into a delaying action.
Lew Wallace, a name that many of our listeners may know in another context. How did he go on to become famous?
Well, obviously, he survived the Civil War, and he became the governor of the New Mexico Territory. While there, he dealt with Billy the Kid, and he actually wrote a very famous novel known as Ben-Hur, and it made him famous throughout the world.
On that day, July 9, 1864, was there a decision that either he or his Confederate analog, Jubal Early, made that made a big difference in how the day went?
I don't think there was one decision that really defined the turning point in the battle. I think the battle was one that just started off very slowly for the Confederate Army. They engaged only a fraction of their force. They believed that they were going to engage inexperienced 100-day men, troops that are in the military for 100 day. And as a result, the Confederates got moving very slowly. It wasn't until afternoon that they actually engaged the entire division of infantry, which was the biggest part of the engagement, and as a result, led to a Confederate victory.
As you said, it was a Union defeat, and yet, so why is it called the battle that saved Washington?
In being defeated at the Battle of Monocacy, the Union forces were able to hold the Confederates there for an entire day. That day-long battle allowed time for troops down in the Petersburg area to be alerted and be put on steamships. And that vital time that was lost by the Confederates allowed those troops to steam and down the James River, into the Chesapeake Bay, and up the Potomac River to Washington, D.C., as the Confederates began their march down towards Washington after defeating Lew Wallace at the Battle of Monocacy. So by the time that both forces arrived in Washington, D.C., they virtually arrive at the same time. And after a little bit of a delay, Union reinforcements are able to get into the fortifications, reinforce them, and when Jubal Early saw this, he realized that he was not going to be able to take Washington, D.C. at that point. So the delay that took place at the Battle of Monocacy is what allowed those reinforcements the vital time that they needed to get to Washington, D.C. And that's why it's referred to as the battle that saved Washington.
So what was the course of the war after the Battle of Monocacy?
Well, after Monocacy, of course, there was an engagement at Fort Stevens in which the Confederates then decided to
Fort Stevens in Washington, D.C.,
inside the city. Yes, right down there in Washington, D.C. And the Confederates then retreated across the Potomac back into Virginia. And there was a series of battles after that in the Shenandoah Valley. And Lee was being strangled by Grant in the Petersburg area. And eventually in April of 1865, the war would come to an end with Lee surrendering.
I really appreciate you explaining it to us. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.
Brett Spaulding is a park ranger at Monocacy National Battlefield, south of Frederick. He's written a book about the battle called Last Chance for Victory, Jubal Early's Maryland Invasion. We've got a link to it on our website, wypr.org/Maryland Morning. Also there, a link to information about 8 days at Monocacy Battlefield, packed with guided hikes, music, volunteers in Civil War clothing, and activities for children, including a hands-on artillery demonstration. Multiple events this coming weekend, next week during the anniversary, and the following weekend. Go to our website, wypr.org. I'm Sheila Cast. After a break on Maryland Morning, reviving the musical Sideshow.